All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Monday, May 20th of 2024. Looking ahead here, we have a two-game early MLB slate already underway. Good luck to all of you playing that contest. We have an eight-game main slate MLB later this evening, and then we have a single NHL showdown. No NBA today. NBA returns tomorrow. So should be a fun day. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. You get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. So can't say enough good things about the Discord. With that said, we do the show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. We do the show on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So tune in and get your questions answered. But it is Monday, so we do have to talk about the PGA Championship. And in case you guys missed it, a SaberSim subscriber took down the Millie Maker over on DraftKings. Big shout out to Pittsburgh Payment Plan. I saw him in the Discord last night as well, celebrating his win with some of our other users. So super, super awesome to see another SaberSim millionaire there. And with that said, you know, we're going to get to our birdie battle giveaway here. So in case you guys aren't aware, we're giving away prizes all summer long for golf here. And we have to announce our top finisher for the week and give away tickets to next week's contest. So I went and grabbed all the people who participated this week, threw them in our trusty wheel of names. But before we do that, big shout out to the Gold Cobra for taking fifth place in the birdie contest on DraftKings with 623 fantasy points. That is going to be good for a custom SaberSim golf hat and an entry into our end of the season Masters free roll. So now that our top finisher, we know who that is, let's give away tickets to next week's contest. So I've grabbed all the names from this sheet here and dropped them into our spinner here. So I am going to spin to see who gets your entry into next week's contest. It looks like that. Congratulations. Let me put your name right here. And boom, those are our winners. Again, shout out to Pittsburgh Payment Plan. Appreciate you guys participating each and every week. Still plenty of weeks to go here. We're about 5 weeks in. We have 1, 2, 3, 4. With that said, gonna get SaberSim pulled up here. And we are going to jump into questions. We'll start with the questions that came in the Discord as always. And then we will jump over to the live YouTube chat. So give me 1 second to get SaberSim pulled up here. Boom, boom, boom. All right. All right. Looks like our first question here came in from Ryan. Question says, hey, Andrew, should you use contest sims for MLB FanDuel Showdown? The contest sims seem to just go always to the 7 to 9 holes. Guys at MVP, it seems crazy to never get any of the top order guys, but maybe you should. Thanks. Okay, so kind of have the same reaction right off the bat here as you do. Like, seems a little suspect, right? And I'd always trust your gut on like those type of things. So let's say, you know, we go to the night showdown, right, with the Diamondbacks and the Dodgers here. So let's just like go and build some lineups and see what this kind of looks like. So I'm going to come in here. And we are going to just run. I'm only going to run 200 lineups here. I'm not going to do anything crazy. And let's just kind of see what we're getting, right? So FanDuel format is a little bit different here, right? Considering comparing it to DraftKings, I believe there's only 5 players in a lineup, and then there are multipliers for utility versus star versus MVP, right? So when I come in here and just run one on default, and then, you know, let's say that I'm going to go and grab a contest sim, right? Maybe I'm playing, why is it showing tennis? Let me see if this will update it. Okay, there we go. So maybe you're playing this squeeze, right? So I come in here, I add this contest sim. I go back to my build and I run it. I think one thing that you can do here just to kind of see some of the differences is actually look at the single game saber score option here and then see, you know, what you're getting in some of those positions, right? So I come into the MVP, I'm sorting by single game saber score. Okay, you know, we're getting a lot of Otani, we're getting a lot of bets. We are getting, you know, some one-offs of these lower in the order hitters, but you know, 15 of the 20 lineups are the number one and two hitters for the Dodgers, right? We're basically using this as like kind of a baseline, kind of like something to compare to when we actually do our contest sim. So let me move some stuff around here. Okay. Just moving some columns so I could see a little bit better. Okay, perfect, perfect. I just wanted to see these exposure pool leverage. So now that my contest sim is run and I have this info, let's go and see, you know, what does happen when I go and use risk-adjusted ROI for my sorting metric, right? And we move away from the Dodgers and we move to basically all Diamondback hitters here, which is like pretty interesting. You know, I look at like the score of this game, right? Dodgers look to be a 1.5 run favorite here. So don't know what like the line is, but Dodgers, you know, are going to be more popular, I think. And the builder just takes this very contrarian approach here. One thing that you could try, right? Try cranking up your min uniques and see how that works, right? I've increased it from 1 to 3 here. And there's only 5 players in this lineup. I still have enough lineups and now I'm about halfway down into my pool, but now, you know, we go from, how many do we go from? We go from 8 MVPs to 11. So mixing it up there, like this is like one thing that you can do. Okay, can't get to 4 mini-uniques. You know, maybe it's a good time to experiment with like some custom metrics. You know, I don't mind using single game saber score. I think it's good. So maybe you try something where like, hey, you know, maybe I'm going to use single game saber score. Or even something like this, right? Like, okay, hey, maybe I like what the lineups look like a little bit better with single game saber score. They just kind of passed the eye test for me, but I still want to take into account the contest sims. So maybe I'm going to come in here and I'm going to set a filter for the contest sims that say, show me lineups with ROI greater than 0, right? And then when I do that, you know, I had 200 lineups. I went and took 53 of them and dumped them in the trash. So that's about a quarter of my lineups that are gone now, right? Those aren't available to me. So this is one way, like, hey, I'm using a single game saber score. I'm still taking into account contest sim data. And I'm finding, you know, a group of lineups that maybe I'm a little bit more comfortable playing, right? Or another option is you come in here and maybe you build a custom metric, right? Maybe you come in here, take the variables and weights from the single game saber score, and maybe you add in an ROI component. You add in a risk-adjusted ROI component, and you start to try and figure out something that makes the lineups look like what you want them to look like more. So I think that, you know, if you're seeing a lot of like lower in the order hitters, you know, that does raise a little bit of suspicion for me there. But I think what happens is that in these single sim lineups and these single sim formats, the builder can just like when a lineup that the lineup just ends up grading out so well when you run it 100,000 times. But the problem is at the end of the day, these lineups are getting played, you know, one time, right? And it is so high variance how that can play out. So maybe you want to take, you know, not such a high variance approach there. So I can understand where you're coming from there. So hopefully some of these ideas at least get you kind of moving in the right direction as to trying to figure out how you want to handle it and kind of go from there. But I'm open to answering any follow-up questions. All right. Question from Sammy. Hola, Andrew. Ownership question. Is it recommended to use sum and product/geomean ownership rules together, as in each rule, but have both active pre-build, or either or? Thanks. Okay. So really what you should be thinking about in my opinion, is what are my rules trying to accomplish? Now, if your rules are both trying to accomplish the same thing, then I would only choose one of them and I would figure out which one better serves the purpose that you're trying to do. But if you have two different rules and they are serving different purposes, then it's totally okay to have both. So maybe you're somebody who says, you know what? I always want a golfer under 10%. I don't know why. Let's just say that. Okay. So, you know, you like a golfer under 10%. You did a group rule, you know, under 10%. Great. Now you do something where it's like, hey, I also want to account for duplication and I want to have this other geo mean rule. Well, maybe, you know, you're considering those like two separate things. Well, in that case, you know, okay, do both. But like, if you're trying to say, hey, I want to have my sum ownership between, you know, this number and this number because it'll help duplication, but then I also want to use geo mean for duplication. Well, now those intentions of those rules are overlapping. So in that case, I'd be like, well, which one of those two rules better serves the purpose that I'm trying to accomplish and lean with and stick with that one as opposed to try and have two rules doing the same thing. So if your rules are accomplishing different things, use them both. If they're accomplishing the same thing, figure out which one is better and use that one. All right, jumping over to the YouTube chat. Question from Liam. When using custom ownership on a slate that doesn't have SaberSim ownership, SaberScore uses adjusted own, but this doesn't exist. Should I create a custom metric mirroring SaberScore but replacing adjusted own with my own? Okay, good question. I would say yes. And really, what we're talking about here is if you come over to the SaberScores and you know what? I'm actually really curious about this because so the reason I'm curious about this, and I'll just talk about this real quick. So like, say I go over to like this fresh slate, right? And then I come over here and I grab my adjusted own column. All right. So when I increase ownership, it's going to adjust the adjusted ownership. So if I take Pablo Lopez and his ownership is 33% and I bump him up to say 60, right? Okay. Lopez is 35.93 adjusted ownership right now. If I bump him up to 60, his adjusted ownership increases to 66.15. So I'm interested in, if we don't have ownership projections, does the adjusted ownership change automatically? It sounds like you're saying it doesn't, which I believe you, but I just want to see it. So let's go back to yesterday. So in case you guys didn't know, like for these late round three and late round four golf slates, we don't have ownership because these are captain mode. These are like considered showdown as opposed to like classic, like these other, you know, golf showdowns, the round threes, round fours are non-captain format. So for the classic styles, we'll have ownership, but for the showdowns, the late round three, late round four, we won't. So that's what this is in regards to. Okay, so then let's say I download this, and I'll just pull up my screen for this. Bing, bing, boom. All right, let's pop this open. And then let's go into my own, and let's go to equal rand between, and let's just say 1 and 50. All right, and then let's drag this down. All right, so now everyone has ownership. Save that. Upload it. Make sure our columns are matching. Name, ID. Ownership looks good. Okay, save. Let's save this. Me. Okay, so it doesn't look like it populates it. So what I was wondering is like, hey, if I have ownership, I upload it, save it as a column, will this basically make the adjusted ownership column work, and apparently it doesn't. So in this case, what I would do is what you suggested, where you basically build out the SaberScore formula, but you replace adjusted ownership with some ownership, and that will give you at least a variable that doesn't give you a zero. So you're on the right track, and I would do exactly as you described. But all right, a lot of good questions there. That is all the questions that we have here at the moment. So appreciate you guys tuning in. Again, one big shout out to all of the winners for the birdie battle. And our support team will be reaching out to you. Shout out to Pittsburgh Payment Plans for the Millie win. Appreciate you guys tuning in each and every day. I will be right back here tomorrow, Tuesday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. I'll see you all. Thanks. Bye.